Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, May 19th. Coming up, we'll learn how local drag performers are helping to inspire hope during difficult times. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign celebrated its largest ever graduating class this past weekend. Speaking on Saturday at Memorial Stadium, U of I Chancellor Robert Jones told members of the class of 2025 he's excited to see where their journeys will take them.
There is nothing in the world like getting to walk up on the stage to look out on a virtual sea of blue and orange. And you'll notice that we don't call it graduation. We call it commencement because this is the beginning of the next chapter of your own personal stories.
The commencement also represents one of Jones' last official acts as chancellor. After 9 years at the U of I, he's set to depart campus later this summer to become president at the University of Washington in Seattle. Illinois' senior U.S. senator is open to discussing Medicaid cuts, but not work requirements. Alex Degman reports.
Durbin, a Democrat, calls GOP proposals to cut nearly $1 trillion from Medicaid devastating.
This is not a haircut. This is cutting their throats.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee says it's on track to find $880 billion in savings over the next decade, $300 billion of which could come from new work requirements for Medicaid patients. Durbin doesn't think that's realistic.
One of the major expenditures is for people who are in nursing homes. Now, I hope no one is arguing that those folks ought to have part-time jobs or full-time jobs.
Durbin says he won't rule out, quote, every possible cut, but he didn't specify where he would find savings. I'm Alex Degman.
A measure in Springfield aimed at preempting President Trump's actions on abortion is one vote away from heading to the governor. Mawa Iqbal reports.
The bill would do two things. It would first ensure access to mifepristone, which is an oral drug used to induce early-term abortions, even if the Food and Drug Administration were to no longer approve it. It would also safeguard healthcare licenses for abortion providers, building on protections passed by Democrats after Roe fell. State Representative Dagmara Avalar is the House sponsor.
One of the things that we continue to hear over and over again from our constituents is, what are we doing as state legislators to protect democracy? And I think that for a lot of people, that means also protecting choice.
Democratic lawmakers have filed several bills in response to Trump's executive orders. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Fighting Illini baseball team won their final series of the regular season on the road, beating Ohio State in 2 out of 3 games last week. IPM's Colin Hyslope has more.
After being swept in back-to-back series against Big Ten teams, the Illini responded with a series win against the Buckeyes. Illinois capped their tremendous offensive season with an 18-run outburst in Friday's game. Sophomore outfielder Colin Jennings led the team for the season in home runs, runs batted in, and total bases. The team finished the season with an overall record of 29-23 and a 14-16 record in Big Ten conference play. The Illini now turn their attention to the Big Ten tournament in Omaha, Nebraska. Up first, they'll face the 7th-seeded Michigan Wolverines tomorrow at 10 a.m., followed by the 2nd-seeded UCLA Bruins on Wednesday at 10 a.m. I'm Colin Hyslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn how local drag performers are helping to inspire hope during difficult times. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 72 degrees, an east wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 56 degrees, an east wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 74 degrees, southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a low of 54 degrees, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 62 degrees with a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Federal Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has called autism an epidemic that destroys families. He's also attributed a rise in diagnoses to debunked ideas about vaccines. We'll talk about the effect Kennedy's actions and rhetoric are having in Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Since January, the Trump administration has rolled out a slew of anti-LGBTQ+ directives and executive orders. This includes potential barriers to gender-affirming health care and reversing protections for LGBTQ+ students in schools. IPM Student Newsroom's Aoyoshi Basu spoke with local drag queen Seduction Carrington about how drag performers help inspire hope during difficult times.
Seduction Carrington has been doing drag in Central Illinois for almost 30 years. She says she loves performing. A video on her social media feed shows Seduction wearing a cape, dancing, and lip-syncing. At one point, she swings the cape around her body, kicks it up, and the crowd goes wild.
I always tell people drag is a summation of all my life's failures. Everything that I wanted to be, drag lets me be. Being born in the 70s, schooling in the 80s and 90s, in Decatur, Illinois, some of the things that I wanted to be, that area never really presented those opportunities. Because in those days, career day in grade school and junior high, your typical careers, your doctors, your lawyers, your firefighters. They didn't say being an artist. They didn't say being a choreographer.
The Carrington family is one of the most prominent drag families in Central Illinois. Seduction says a drag family is just like any other family.
Because, you know, family is not necessarily defined by blood, but you have your moms and your dads and your aunts and your uncles and your cousins and your nieces and your nephews. And I have a drag granddaughter who is 12, and I have a drag daughter of my own who is 12. And, you know, when you have drag family members that young, you have to be really careful how you introduce them to society. So, because, you know, someone always is going to make it something that it's not. You know, oh, you sicko, you pervert, you da-da-da-da. We have heterosexual people who identify as heterosexual in the family. Like, my family is diverse. I welcome everybody. We have all races, body types. If you love being on the stage, then, you know, come on, let's rock it.
In this current political climate, Seduction says she's noticed drag and activism coinciding more. She tells me about her drag daughter, Calexis, who lives in St. Louis and directs shows at Rehab Bar and Grill.
And now they have to deal with everything going on. Anheuser-Busch pulling out, backing the St. Louis Pride, has backed them for years.
The company had faced backlash from conservatives for partnering with a transgender influencer, Dylan Mulvaney, in 2023.
So because of Anheuser-Busch pulling out, she's finding different ways to raise money for St. Louis Pride. It probably won't be as big as it was because Anheuser-Busch was a huge, huge sponsor.
The Trump administration has gone to great lengths to eliminate legal protections for LGBTQ people. During a time like this, Seduction says performing drag is more important than ever, as it inspires hope in the queer community.
We have a strong foundation. I think we're, knock on wood, lucky we're in Illinois, which never really ever came out of my mouth before. But I remember seeing an article as soon as Trump announced the things that he was trying to change. Pritzker was like, I'm not adhering to any of that. I will protect the LGBTQ. I will protect minorities, you know. That was comforting to see literally days after his inauguration. I do feel sorry. I've got friends in Tennessee who can't drag and the Carolinas. The thing that most of us are doing, and when I give my speeches at my shows, I just say, you know, wherever there is drag, support it. Your attendance is needed. This is a time to let society know that we are here and we're united. It's a time to let businesses know that we are worth having at your establishment. And, you know, we always have been. But I think consistently our turnouts need to keep going up to make our presence known.
She says she and her drag family will keep showing up and showing out. I'm Aoshi Basu, IPM News.
That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Arjun Tucker, Colin Heislop, and Aoshi Basu. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.